"How many bags did you bring?" Jimmy asked.
"Three," Rick said, not taking his eyes off the conveyor belt. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Jimmy's eyebrows shoot up as he took a measured step back.
"Oh, I only have the carry-on and one duffel bag."
Rick turned to face him.
"What? We're there for 2 weeks. That can't be enough clothes for 2 weeks."
"Didn't really think about it. I imagine they have a laundry room or something for us."
"Well, who knows what we'll find in that snake pit.
I wanted to make sure I brought my clothes for church, assuming they have churches, wherever those godless queers are taking us."
He noticed a few heads turn with admonishing glances at his choice of words. Just then, the conveyor belt lurched to life. After several more agonizing minutes, Rick pulled the first of 3 identical suitcases from the belt. Each white, hardened plastic suitcase was the size of a small stove. Eventually, Jimmy picked up a black duffel bag that looked like it had lots of space to spare. Rick started to fumble again with his letter of instruction for the atonement camp.
"It says here that we go to the elevator in baggage claim and find the representative holding a placard with our name on it."
"I think I found it," Jimmy said.
Rick looked up from his paper.
"Jesus," he whispered as the 2 men made their way.
"Oh, you must be one of them. Which one is you?"
the woman asked, looking down at Rick. She was about 7 feet tall, if measured from the base of her 9-inch heel up to the top of her French twist hair pinned in an updo. Her black skin and blonde hair were as unnatural to Rick as her breasts, each of which would have likely counted as carry-on baggage.
Excuse me, ma'am? Or sir? What is it?"
Rick asked.
"Lord, Marilyn, this one's gonna be work,"
the other woman said. She was equally as tall, but with a fair complexion, light green eyes, and a long flowing gown that looked more appropriate for a state dinner held at a carnival than any other occasion.
"Ma'am will work just fine. I'm Marilyn Manho. This is my esteemed friend and co-worker, the indelible Eileen Wright," she said, pointing to the woman beside her. Eileen curtsied.
Marilyn offered her gloved, ring-adorned hand. Rick lightly gripped a few of her fingers and wagged his hand with hers for the slightest moment, an approximation of a handshake.
Ma'am, sir, I'm the Reverend Rick Harris of the First Freedom Church of the New Revival from Hickory, North Carolina. This is my colleague, Jimmy Simons, youth leader. Now tell me, are you one of them drag queens, or one of them people who thinks they're a woman trapped in a man's body?"
"This is drag, honey. I assure you I'm all man underneath, and if circumstances present themselves, I'd be happy to prove it," Marilyn said.
"You see there, Jimmy? This is an abomination. An abomination."
"Oh, yes, Rick. Sure is," he agreed. Rick pointed his finger at Marilyn.
"Do your parents know you go out in public dressed up as a woman?"
"Oh, baby,"
Marilyn laughed.
"Who do you think lent me these shoes?
Whole family of sinners.
Jimmy, the devil has a hold on the whole family."
"Marilyn," Jimmy began with a tremble in his voice.
"Miss Marilyn, have you been saved?"
"Honey, at this point, the most I can hope for is being salvaged."
Rick jumped in.
"Ma'am, sir, you probably think we hate you. We don't. We just don't want you to burn in hell for eternity with maggots and gnashing of the teeth."
"If all the gays are in hell, Rick, I'm sure we've at least doubled the property value since they opened the place. It'll be the club all the angels want to get to. I bet they'll call the gay bar Fallen Angels," Eileen mused.
"Rick, you have some surprises for us,"
Marilyn said, as she marveled at the stack of suitcases that rivaled her height.
"I don't even have that much luggage, and I suspect I'm the only one with 3 wigs and a latex bodysuit.
Or am I?"
Rick blushed.
"Oh no, ma'am, sir. I just like to be prepared for anything."
"Baby, you prepared for all 4 seasons and a moon landing,"
Marilyn marveled.
"What have we here?"
Eileen asked. She studied Jimmy. He had taken off his suit jacket during the flight. Even though the white button-down shirt was a size too large, his shoulders and arms filled out the sleeves, and Rick could see more than a suggestion of the contour of his well-defined chest underneath.
"My, yes. Jimmy, it's like you do everything you can to hide the fact that you're a beautiful, hot young thing." "I'm single, by the way," Marilyn said.
Guys, I'm a Christian man, and I'm sure I'm not what you're after."
"Oh, I suppose you're not.